Mo Brooks, now is time to build wall, caravan hell-bent on assaulting our national sovereignty. By John Binder on October 24, 2018. Representative Mo Brooks, RL, is urging Congress to build President Trump's proposed border wall, saying that a 7,000-strong migrant caravan is hell-bent on assaulting our national sovereignty. Brooks has co-sponsored House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy's Build the Wall, Enforce the Law Act of 2018, which fully funds a border wall on the U.S.-Mexico border, and Representative Bradley Burns, RL, 50 votes for the Wall Act, which Brooks says neuters open borders Democrat Senator obstructionism by allowing a majority vote to pass legislation. The populist nationalist lawmaker says a border wall along the southern border is now more than ever necessary as a migrant caravan of Central American job seekers and previously deported illegal aliens head to the U.S. through Mexico. Brooks said in a statement, "Let me be very candid, illegal aliens are a plague on America. Illegal aliens take American jobs and suppress American wages," emphasis added. "Too often, illegal aliens live off welfare and taxes paid by American families and commit crimes that hurt or kill Americans. Far too often, illegal aliens vote in American elections, each time canceling the lawful vote of an American citizen. Each illegal alien vote is a direct threat to our republic's democratic process," emphasis added. "With a caravan of thousands brazenly hell-bent on illegally crossing our border and assaulting our national sovereignty, now more than ever is the time to secure our border. Congress must act. Failing that, President Trump must fulfill his commander-in-chief duties and employ America's military to protect American lives, America's sovereignty, and America's southern border," emphasis added. As Breitbart News reported, a second group of about 250 migrants is set to head to the U.S. from El Salvador next week, following the first caravan. Less than 6 months ago, a similar migrant caravan was allowed to cross into the U.S. with weak asylum claims despite threats from President Trump to close down the border. Many migrants from that caravan are now illegal aliens living in the U.S. as they await their asylum hearings. Looking for a job, fleeing violence, or even fleeing criminal organizations, gangs, and cartels are not grounds for asylum in the U.S. While Brooks demands a border wall to prevent migrant caravans, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, and open borders activists like Jorge Ramos are encouraging the flood of migration from Central America. Harris said in a recent CNN interview that Americans must be welcoming and tolerant to mass immigration, while Ramos claimed that the caravan is not an invasion. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.